This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Governor's Sale of Champions took place at 4 p.m. on Ag Day yesterday at the State Fair, and we were fortunate enough to have two exhibitors from the WSMI listening area. The sale began with a commodities auction where the state's best cheese, meat, wine, honey, and milk were sold. First up for bidding in the commodities auction was the Whole Milk Mozzarella Grand Champion. 12 pounds of cheese sold for $550. Next was Colby cheese for $425, blue cheese for $700, Mexican cheese for $475. Then we moved into the meats category. Grand Champion bacon sold for $725, Grand Champion ham $850, Grand Champion snack sticks $775, and processed beef $600. And I might add that the Grand Champion processed beef was purchased by Earl Sarles of Sarles Farm Supply. Then we moved into the Best of Show Illinois wine. 12 bottles were sold for $675. And then on to Grand Champion honey. 2.5 pounds of honey was sold for $600. That was purchased by the Illinois Beekeepers Association, and the money was donated back to Ag in the Classroom. And then the honey was up for rebidding, and another $425 was earned and donated also to Illinois Ag in the Classroom. And last on the list for the commodities auction was the Best of Show Dairy Goat Doe's Milk, and that sold for $250 for 1 gallon of milk. After the commodities were finished, they moved on to the Grand Champions auction. First up for bidding was the Grand Champion Rabbit Meat Pen, which was owned by Serena Schaefer of Macoupin County. I had a chance to talk with Serena after the bidding was over. Serena, congratulations on having the Grand Champion Rabbit Meat Pen and selling that at the Governor's Sale of Champions this afternoon. How does it feel to win that title?
It's very awesome. I'm very glad, or I'm very lucky, and I'm very blessed to have gotten to win it this year. And this is my last year showing in the junior show, so I went out with a bang, I'd say.
Yes, you did, and that's very exciting. So how many years have you been showing rabbits?
For 10 years.
So started out in 4-H and have been doing that ever since?
Yes, yeah. I've shown in Macoupin County and Madison County, and I go around to different counties, and I've been working on it for a while now.
All right, well, your hard work has definitely paid off. What has the rest of the summer looked like for you? How have your shows gone?
I haven't shown a lot this summer just because it's been very hot, and to take them out to a county fair, I didn't want to wear my rabbits down too much before the big state fair. And so I show at a couple county fairs, and I did okay. Not with my meat pens, I didn't do so hot on them. But then I showed in Madison County because my 4-H is there. And I got best in show there at that show. And then this state fair was the first time I showed this meat pen that I have with me today. And I came in, I wasn't sure how they were going to do, and they surprised me. I didn't expect it. So.
Well, that's awesome. And you said there's different classes that you show in, the meat pens versus other things. Do you want to explain maybe what the different classes are?
Yeah, so meat pen is a breed of rabbits. They're Californians. And so you have your Californians, which is your six-class rabbits, and there's six different classes. So there's junior buck, junior doe, senior buck, senior doe, and then 6-8, which are like your intermediate classes. And so you enter them in that. And what the meat pen is, it's a trio. And so when you show those, you enter them as three, and you want them to all try to match the same, and you want them to be the same.
All right. Well, again, congratulations. And you just got done selling your rabbits at the Sale of Champions, so tell us what they went for.
They went for $4,500.
That's awesome. And as you just finished high school, have plans to go to college. Tell us where you're going to school, what you're majoring in, and maybe use some of that money for school.
Yes, I definitely will. I'm going to Illinois College in Jacksonville, and I'm going to major in communications. And I hope to do radio someday, but I don't know. We'll see.
Once again, Serena Schaefer of Macoupin County. Further down the list was the Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Barrow, owned by Lane Renderer of Madison County. I had a chance to visit with Lane before the sale, and he was looking forward to the big event. Lane, you have the Grand Champion Land of Lincoln Barrow.
congratulations, first of all. And before we get started talking about showing pigs, let's find out a little bit about you. Where'd you grow up and just a little about yourself?
I grew up there in Highland, Illinois. Got two brothers, an older one and a younger one, so I'm stuck right in the middle. But just grew up kind of in the country, in the farming community. My family farms, so I've always been really involved in that. Never really got into sports or much. I've been involved in FFA, and I tried to play sports when I was younger. Realized real quick it wasn't for me. So I just got a passion of farming and the pigs, and it's molded me so far.
Well, it looks like it's paid off here at the State Fair, Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Barrow. Have you been showing pigs your whole life? How did you get started in the show business?
Yeah, I've been showing at the county fair since I was 8 years old, and for a while I was showing nowhere but just the county fair. But the passion for the show pigs, there's a guy by the name of Scott Tenius and Miles Tenius out of Highland. Scott works for my dad, and those two would feed their show pigs at Scott's house. And so I always became close with Scott as we were working on the farm. And, you know, we kind of got talking about the pigs. And I would go home with them after work and see what they really did was, you know, what you call show pigs and not just county fair pigs. And, you know, it quickly became a passion of mine. So I helped them guys every day after work, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. Well, when Miles was ready to retire, they were looking for another one, and I just kind of fell right into the spot. So it worked out good for me, but that's what molded my my passion, sparked my passion.
Sure. What did your summer look like thus far that got you to this point of being at the State Fair and getting this title?
It looked really good. I mean, I've had a good summer. I've been all around the Illinois showing at jackpots, and I've been to a couple states. I was in a World Pork Expo in Des Moines, Iowa in June, and I had the champion crossbred barrow there, and that was definitely the highlight of my summer, and I didn't think it could really get that much better, but got home from that, and I got working on the county fair and the state fair pigs, and the state fair is my last show, and I got here, and I was fortunate enough to win, and I never thought, you can't beat the summer. I mean, it's been a good one.
Well, it sounds like you have had an excellent summer. Very exciting for those big wins. And now what's next on the agenda this afternoon at 4 o'clock, the Sale of Champions. What are you feeling before you're going into that?
Feeling good. I mean, I've been through this once before, and I just walked in not expecting anything, and it blew my expectations even away. So, you know, anything's possible. I'm very excited.
Well, great. And Lane, you told me you just graduated high school. We'll be starting college in the fall. Tell us your plans. Where are you going to school and what are you majoring in?
I plan on going to Lakeland Junior College there in Mattoon, and I want to major in ag business and ag science. And then from there, I so far thinking now I want to go to Western, transfer to Western after that, and do ag business and ag science and be on the livestock judging team at both schools. So, you know, and then I think I want to go back home and continue with the family farm.
Will you continue showing pigs throughout your college years?
Yeah, I could show till I'm about 21, and after that I'll be done, but I'll definitely stay involved. I want to be able to try to raise these things and sell them to young 4-H'ers and exhibitors just like me.
Once again, Lane Renderer of Madison County, and as it turned out, Lane's barrow sold for $41,750. The other livestock up for bidding were the Grand Champion Poultry Meat Trio, owned by Jacob Henshaw of McLean County. That sold for $4,000. Land of Lincoln Supreme Champion Dairy Cow Print, owned by Sadie Ropp of Livingston County, sold for $3,000. Grand Champion Meat Goat and Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Meat Goat, owned by Dylan Hummel of Ford County, sold for $6,500. Grand Champion Weather and Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Weather, Kason Ellerbrock of Henry County, sold for $11,500. The Grand Champion Barrow, owned by Avery Rash of Henry County, sold for $30,000. Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Steer, owned by Adam Miller of Livingston County, went for $36,250. And the record breaker at the Governor's Sale of Champions, the Grand Champion Steer, owned by Lucas Wisniewski of Stark County, sold for $104,000. And if you do the math on all of those prices between the commodities auction and the Grand Champions, the total is over $250,000. So a successful Ag Day at the Illinois State Fair, to say the least. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.